You can add more value if you make more money through your podcast. The more money you make through the podcast, the better you can make it grow, the more people that you can serve and help.
There's over 1.9 million podcasts. Most of them never see the results they expected. They want to monetize, but their show ends up costing them money, and they never achieve the listenership they desire. This show will help you launch, grow, monetize, and inspire with your podcast. Get ready to take notes, because here's your host, Adam Adams.
Welcome back to Podcast on Podcasting. It's your host, Adam A. Adams, and today we're talking about a major pitfall that you don't want to make. The major pitfall is not being willing to monetize. And you probably are like, oh, I don't want to monetize. And I'll share with you a few common reasons other people say that they don't want to monetize. And I'm sure you'll resonate with that. I'll also share with you a few things that can happen to you that's bad if you don't monetize, to hopefully illustrate how important it is to monetize. And then I'll share a little bit about what could happen to you if you do monetize. So this is episode 10. Pitfall number 21 is not being willing to monetize. And here's the common reasons that I hear pretty frequently, actually. Each of these I probably hear on multiple occasions. One of them just says, one of the things is that many people say, I just don't want any sponsors. So I get that. You don't want any sponsors. Totally understand that. I don't want to sell on my podcast. Another one. I feel it would compromise my integrity if I made money from my show. Another one. I just want to give back. This is a passion project. I just want to give back. Another one. I just want to add value. That's all I'm here for, is just to add value, which I guess goes along with I just want to give back, right? The next one. You know, I could monetize, Adam, but I make my money from my business. I make all the money that I want in my business. And then the last one that I have here is, this show is just a side project. It's just a side project. So I want to debunk these before I share with you all of the major pitfalls that could happen if you don't monetize. I just want to share, debunk a few of these. So you don't want any sponsors. Well, guess what? You don't need sponsors to monetize. You might want to go back to episode 5, where I shared with you a ton of different ways that you can monetize your show. And only one of them was with sponsors. We gave you 7 ways to monetize, and only one was sponsors. So I understand you might not want to have a sponsor, but that's not the only way that you can monetize. I don't want to sell on my podcast. I don't want to sell. It would compromise my integrity. Well, don't think about it as sales. Don't think about it as you're selling something to somebody that they don't want. Think about it as you're offering the next step for somebody to something that they do want. I get that you might have a product that you could sell, a service that you could sell, a course that you could sell, but you don't want to sell on, everybody wants to sell. You don't want to sell on your podcast. Now, I understand that, but don't think of it as selling. Just think of it as helping someone get to the next level. That's all you got to think. You have a listener. They love you. They keep coming back for you. They keep listening to you. They trust you. They want more. They obviously care about this topic that you have on your podcast. So just allow them to work with you to get to the next level so that they can buy the template that cost you thousands of dollars to put together and is going to save them thousands. So what if you sell a template for 20 or 30 bucks? Who cares? It's going to save them thousands, and it cost you hundreds of dollars for that template. Hundreds or thousands or even millions in some cases to get the template. I don't want to sell my coaching and consulting services. Look, if you believe in what you have, if you believe that your shit don't stink, that you can actually add value to that person, you need to do everything you can to help them hire you so that they can get to the next level. Don't think of it as sales. Think of it as supporting them at a higher level. I feel like it would compromise my integrity. I've never sold anything. I don't dare to sell anything. If I sold something on my podcast, then I would sell out. All of my listeners would think I'm a sellout because I was selling things. Well, I don't know what to say about that. Like, if you really feel like it's going to compromise your integrity, I get that. I felt that way too. And it took me a long, long, long time before I was willing to actually sell on my podcast, or let me rephrase that, monetize with my podcast. Okay. It took me a while to be willing to monetize. And I hate to skip around, but let me share with you. I nearly bankrupted myself by just only giving, giving, and giving, and never being willing to monetize back. It got scary. So we'll talk a little bit more about that in a moment. I understand that you feel it would compromise your integrity to monetize with your podcast. I've been there before, and it almost bankrupted me. I want you to be able to think, all right, am I really selling or am I helping? And if you can truly believe, if you can believe in your core that your product or your service or your affiliate's product or service is more valuable than is being charged in price, then you have a moral obligation to act in integrity to help somebody get that value. I hope that helps. I just want to give back. Totally get that. I mean, you can bankrupt yourself from just wanting to give back. I just want to add value. Well, add value. You can add more value if you make more money through your podcast. The more money you make through the podcast, the better you can make it grow, the more people that you can serve and help. So if you just want to add value, then freaking do what it takes to add the most amount of value, which is to monetize so that you can put that money back into marketing, get more listeners, help more people, and be able to really, I guess, add value. Add value. You just want to add value? Okay, well then add value. Monetize so you can add the most amount of value. I make money in my business. Well, look, so do I. I have multiple streams of income. And in 2020, I was partnered in over $100 million of real estate investments. Actually, in 2019, I had even more. I sold a lot of them. 2020, partnered in like $110 million of real estate investments. And all of a sudden, almost all of my properties stopped cash flowing. And I went from being on my high horse because I owned all this real estate. I had been doing real estate for a long time. My net worth was huge. I had been making lots of money each month. Almost in 2019, made over 600,000, right? 600,000. So a lot of income coming in. And then 2020, it totally changed. And I didn't know what to do. And it was all because I was like, oh, I make money in my business anyway. I don't need money through my podcast, but your business might fail. You might get fired. Some technology might put you out of the way, right? Like you become obsolete, for example. So yeah, you make money in your business, but regardless of if you believe me that you could ever get fired, or if you believe me that you could ever become obsolete, or somebody could systemize and automate the thing that you do and make it easier, or that another company might come out and purchase other companies in your industry, and all of a sudden nobody knows who you are anymore. Like all sorts of stuff can happen. And regardless if you believe that, multiple streams of income is the name of the game. The richest people that I have read about, I can't say that I've ever met some of these multi-billionaires, they believe in multiple streams of income. So should you. This show is just a side project. Okay. Make money on your side project. Have another stream of income. So those are the common reasons why people tell me that they might not want to monetize, or they don't believe that they can monetize or should monetize. And here's a couple things that can happen to you if you don't monetize. Literally, it can become, well, it starts as and will continue as a money pit. If you're not willing to monetize on your show, it's just a money pit. It costs time. It costs energy. It costs money. Three huge resources that it's difficult to get them back, especially the time. So if it's a money pit or a time pit, you can eventually become bankrupt. Robert Kiyosaki, if you've heard of him, Robert Kiyosaki, he says an asset is something that puts money in your pocket and a liability is something that takes money away from your pocket. Well, if you start a podcast that's a money pit that takes money away from your pocket that you're not monetizing, in Robert Kiyosaki's definition, you have a liability. You have a depreciating asset. You've got a liability on your hands. It's costing you money. And if you ever lose your job, you're going to lose your podcast. I want you to be able to have your cake and eat it too. So I want you to monetize. You also won't be able to reach a larger audience if you don't monetize. And I mentioned this a little bit before. Now, check it out. Let's just use a church as an example. Let's just talk about a church. Arguably, churches add a lot of value. Arguably, they believe that they're doing a lot of good in the world. Regardless if you believe that or not, the church themselves believe in their cause. And some churches are making multi-millions, some are making billions. I think the LDS church is like one of the most wealthy businesses on the entire planet. It's a nonprofit and it's the Mormon church and they make a shiz ton of money, right? And they believe in what they're doing, regardless if you do or not. They believe in what they're doing. And because they have all this money, they buy more real estate. They invested in more things. They're one of the biggest stockholders in Coca-Cola. And they're making a crazy amount of money. Plus, they continue to grow their impact because they have these missionaries going out to all parts of the country, all parts of the world, knocking on doors and bringing more people into their church. So they believe that they're acting in integrity. And if you believe that you're acting in integrity, one of the best things you can do is make more money. Because unless you're a horrible person, just a big shithead, unless that's you, then the more money that you make, the more you can impact and influence others. The more that you can advertise your show, the more people you can touch and serve and support. Going back to the Mormon church, they're putting money all over the world. In fact, there's many times that they have a member of their church that needs something, and the head person, the bishop, the head person of that congregation says, okay, no problem. You have $40,000 in medical bills and you can't pay for it. Let me pray about this. And then they come back and they say, here you go. Here's $40,000. You're now out of debt. You now don't have to worry about your medical bills and you can now serve your family. They believe that they're doing something good. And the more money they have, the easier it is to write a $40,000 check whenever they want to support somebody or a cause that they believe in. So don't let it be a money pit. Make sure that you can reach a larger audience. And finally, if you are losing money on your podcast, if you're not getting a reciprocal value to the value that you're giving out, that is a law of reciprocity. And one thing that could happen in order to create the balance is that you just quit. Pod fade. Burnout. I'm done. I never made a dime out of it anyway. It's not my main focus anymore. I want you to monetize. Now, what can happen if you do monetize? Well, you get additional streams of income going back to those billionaires that I can't say that I've met. I have actually met a few billionaires. I spoke at a conference, a real estate conference. It was all family offices, and I met a few families that were worth a few billion. Well, a few, meaning two, I think. And actually, I learned that a few is two or more. you're going to disagree. You're going to be like, nope, a few has to be three or a few has to be four. But go look it up. And what you'll find is 7 out of 10 of the, or maybe 8 out of 10 of the definitions mean a few is two. So I guess I was right a moment ago. But the point is that I was able to shake hands with a couple of multi-billionaires, and they all believe in multiple streams of income. So there you go. You'll get the additional streams in case your current stream fails you. It's nice to have additional streams of income like those billionaires, like all of those different wealthy people that believe you have to have multiple streams. It's not just one business. It's not just one podcast. It's not just one investment. Me personally, I invest as much money as I can every single year. I put the maximum amount of investments as I can in as many different places as I can. I like to diversify that. And I like to monetize on my podcast. And I like to have a business as well, where I can have write-offs and all these other kind of things. Employees utilizing OPT. All of the streams are better than just one stream. And I hope you see my point on there. The next part is the more influence and impact you can grow. When you monetize your show, you can grow your impact. You can grow your influence. And finally, all of this stuff like compounding interest builds upon itself. For example, you start impacting more people. They start talking about you. More people listen, the more able you are to influence more people. And they keep telling more people. So you can almost think of it like Tony Robbins or Grant Cardone or Gary Vaynerchuk. A couple of people that are adding a lot of value to a lot of people. And we just keep talking about them. Why else would I be talking about them on this podcast unless they monetized? You know what I mean? Like Tony Robbins, he makes millions of dollars. I think he owns like 20 or 40 companies. It's insane however many he owns. But, you know, I should look that up. Okay, I looked it up. He owns 31. So it's right in between 20 and 40. Yeah, Tony Robbins owns 31 companies, $5 billion in annual revenue. And he hosts these giant conferences. He loves what he does. And he wouldn't be able to do it if he wasn't willing to monetize. You might think he's a crook or a criminal because he's making $5 billion a year. I don't. I disagree. I think that the more that he makes, the more people that he can touch, influence, and impact, and it will compound on itself as more people say that they just walked on fire. More people say that they're going to, I don't even know the Unleash Your Power Within, UPW, I think it's called. More people talk about this. They get their friends to come, and the thing grows, and he just is going to make more and more and more, and he's going to impact more and more and more. So this episode, episode number 10, is not being willing to monetize. And I just don't want to hear anybody else saying, I don't want any sponsors. I don't want to sell anything on my podcast. I feel like I'd compromise my integrity. Just get over it, monetize, and just reach a better audience. I'm your friend, Adam A. Adams, and I'm out. This episode is brought to you by growyourshow.com. Grow Your Show lets you be the star of your show while we handle all the hard stuff. We offer reliable and affordable post-production services that allow you to grow your show organically without all the work. So go ahead and check out the website right now and feel free to schedule a call with me and let's take your show to the next level. Again, growyourshow.com. You just press record. We handle the rest.